Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is a short update on the global economy. We've just heard from two separate independent bodies that both the USA and the UK are now sitting officially on the brink of recession. So the Fed has come out and provided some data on the quarterly growth forecasts, and it's now stating that Q2 is likely to be another quarter of falling growth. And therefore, we'll have two consecutive quarters, and that would be an official recession. And in the UK, the OECD has come out and made some longer range forecasts and now believes that the UK is about to enter recession. So let's have a look at the detail of what each of those bodies has actually stated. Gross domestic product, or GDP, is a key indicator of economic activity, but the official estimate is always released with a delay. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta produces statistics that it calls GDP Now, which provides a nowcast of the official estimate prior to its release by estimating GDP growth using methodologies similar to the one used by the US Bureau of Economic Analysis. This analysis is best viewed as a running estimate of real GDP growth based on available economic data for the current measured quarter. The latest results for the GDP Now tracker have now been released and show an annualized gain of just 0.9% for Q2 2022. Following a 1.5% drop in the first 3 months of the year, the indicator is showing the economy doesn't have much further to go before it slides into what many consider a recession. Personal consumption expenditure is a measure of consumer spending that's responsible for nearly 70% of gross domestic product in the USA, saw a cut to 3.7% gain from a previous 4.4% estimate for Q2. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, has stated that Britain is now on the brink of recession amid warnings that several economic headwinds, including inflation and a shortage of staff, will derail the recovery from the COVID pandemic and grind the economy to a halt. They're forecasting GDP to stagnate in 2023 due to depressed demand amid the global supply bottlenecks and energy market turmoil caused by the Ukraine war. The UK economy is forecast to expand 3.6% for 2022, the second fastest rate amongst the G7 advanced nations behind Canada, before dropping to zero, the weakest economic growth in the developed world. The OECD is predicting inflation will peak at more than 10% by the end of 2022 and still stand at 7.4% at the end of 2023. Amid the tightest squeeze on household budgets since the 1970s. They're also predicting that households will take on debt to keep up with the rising cost of living, while businesses will cut investment in the face of higher borrowing costs. They're also forecasting trouble for other developed economies, stating that real household disposable income was already declining on a year-on-year basis in the last quarter of 2021, despite strong employment growth, and in many, the decline is estimated to have continued into the first quarter of 2022. It's also forecasting that the UK will need to raise interest rates to 2.5% from the current level of 1% to tackle faster price growth, and have stated that expected good and energy prices could reduce real incomes even further. They've also said that a prolonged period of acute supply and labour shortages could force firms into a more permanent reduction in their operating capacity or push wage inflation further. The OECD have reduced their worldwide GDP forecast from 4.5% to 3% for this year and is expected to grow by just 1% in 2023. The Eurozone economy is expected to slow to 2.6% in 2022 and 1.6% in 2023, with the risk of a recession if all Russian gas imports are cut off either by the EU sanctions or by the Kremlin. A full end to Russian supply would knock 1.25 percentage points from Eurozone growth, which could potentially leave many countries close or in recession in 2023. So if you've been following the channel, none of this will be a major surprise to you. We've been looking at a recession coming down the road for quite a while now. Coming into the start of 2022, inflation was at its highest level in a lot of countries around the world, and the Ukraine war has really supercharged that inflation rate. So we've seen prices continuing to rise. And what we've got right now is high levels of inflation and rising interest rates. And of course, that's always going to put pressure onto anybody that's got debt And we're going to see that increasing throughout the course of 2022. So it's likely that as the interest rates go up, we will see less disposable income in the economy because people will be paying more on their debt and therefore will spend less. That means that we will see a slowdown in growth or potentially a contraction in growth completely. And ultimately, as both of these bodies have now forecast, we are looking at a recession coming. The key question really is, when will the recession hit? Will it be during 2022 or will it be 2023? And I guess the key to all of that will be what's happening in Ukraine right now. This crisis was not expected to run for the whole of this year. It was expected to be over within a few months. It now looks more likely that it could go on for at least 2022 and could even go on beyond that. And whilst the war continues, prices will continue to remain high. But even if it finished tomorrow, I think that the sanctions that have been introduced against Russia will mean that we're looking at a prolonged period of high prices anyway, even if there was no conflict. And that's going to really cause a major problem for everybody, because high oil prices, high food prices are just going to kill everybody's free income. And with the huge amounts of debt that countries, companies and individuals are carrying through from the COVID period, it's a recipe for disaster. So what does this all mean, and what's the point of me posting this video? Well, I wanted to give you the heads up because I think it's now time, if you haven't done it already, to have a look at your investment portfolio and really consider whether or not you're happy with where all your money's sitting right now. Because it's likely that if we see a recession and things start to get worse, then the financial markets are likely to start coming down further. We've already seen a lot of volatility over the last couple of months, but everybody's now expecting that there will be a recession, and that's definitely going to feed through into share prices. So hopefully you found this video useful and informative. I've been asked by a few viewers if I can change the thumbnail for these shorter videos so that they can see that they're not the usual 20-minute versions. But what I would suggest is just have a look at the time on the video, because that will tell you that it's a shorter video. It's pretty straightforward. So I'm not going to change the format for the thumbnails. They'll stay the same. But if you're worried that it's a shorter one and you don't want to watch the shorter versions, then just have a look at the time. And if it's less than 15 minutes, then you know it's one of the shorter versions. Anyway, thanks for watching this video. If you've liked what I've said, please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.